fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Tuesday, the 30th day of October, year of our Lord, 2018, welcome to the John Moore Show. Let's see. Yeah, we got one more day left in the month, don't we? One more day. The headline on Drudge right now, on Drudge Report, is President Trump is planning to sign an executive order that would end the ill-conceived policy of granting citizenship to people who are in this country illegally, illegal aliens. I think that's a good thing. No other country does that, and we shouldn't either. That needs to happen, and I think it's the right thing to do for the right reasons. Prepper tip of the day. I want to encourage all of you, if you don't have your Basecamp water filter, your Berkey Basecamp water filter, be sure and get your Berkey Basecamp. Basecamp is a generic term. They don't have one, a model by that name, by the way. You might want to get one for being out in the bush also, a Katahdin, high-quality Katahdin. Typically, you don't see these in most sporting goods stores because they're considerably more expensive, but they're certainly worth every penny. You'll find these items for sale at my website under thelibertyman.com and go to shop. There's a list of choices there across the top of my homepage, and shop is the one you want on the right-hand side. Well, going to my homepage at thelibertyman.com, my beautiful new homepage, we have a warning, an aviation warning. Now, this is from a friend of mine. He's a very unique individual, and he lives and works in Germany. He's a member of our preparedness group, and his job is to certify that commercial airliners are flight worthy. It's a very important job with literally the responsibility for hundreds of lives in his hands every day of the week. So he's uniquely placed to know things. And this concerns volcanic ash. Volcanic ash in the South Asia. And his belief, based on his knowledge and experience and expertise, that commercial flights in that part of the area are going to be curtailed fairly soon. Now, if volcanic ash is an issue, it's his job to make sure that the damage caused by the volcanic ash has been mitigated prior to him certifying the aircraft being flight worthy. So that's who this man is. Now, I think you need to read this. You really do. If commercial aviation is shut down over that part of Asia, it will disrupt the entire world economy in ways we can only guess at right now. So it's an important update, and I want to encourage all of you to. It's only been posted for 2 hours, to go to my website and check that out. It's very, very important. I know we've seen this before. There was a volcano, I think, was it Iceland or Greenland? We're going back now seven years ago, maybe 8 years ago, that was disrupting aviation over the North Atlantic. So these things do happen periodically. They do. I'll be in Dallas in a little more than a week at the Operation Classified. I just sent the organizer of the event the title of my presentation, Violent Climate Change, What the Government Isn't Telling You. Violent Climate Change, What the Government Isn't Telling You. Those who attend the event, and I'm not sure how we're going to deal with people who are attending by the live stream, they will get also, in addition to that, something totally unrelated. They will get the one sheet of paper that the federal government does not want you to know exists, would rather it didn't exist at all, quite frankly. I've been quite successful in obfuscating the existence of this one piece of paper, this document, for many decades. And that will be a handout. That will be an ink on paper handout to the people who attend Operation Classified. And don't call me. Don't send me an email. There's no other way to get it. It's not going to happen any other way, at least for the time being. If that changes, it changes. But for the time being, there is no other way to get it, and begging and pleading will not help. So I'm sorry about that. You need to be in Dallas to get this document. Frequently, you'll hear me use the military phonetic alphabet when I'm spelling out a word. We have the alphabet here. It just takes practice to get used to it. And I'll hear people on the telephone routinely making up their own phonetic alphabet in an attempt to communicate with clarity to whoever it is they're on the telephone. B as in boy, C as in cat, and it really slows down the communication. Where with the phonetic alphabet, if both parties to the conversation are familiar with it, it can go pretty quickly. But even if the only one party is privy to it, it's still easily understandable by most people most of the time. Of course, there could be exceptions. It's kind of funny along the same lines. The 24-hour clock, people refer to that as a military time. Hardly. 1,300 hours? You think the military, Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard are the only ones that use the 24-hour clock? How about every hospital in the United States of America? How about all commercial aviation? How about all general aviation? How about every paramedic outfit in the country, every police department, every fire department? They all use the 24-hour clock. Once again, to help avoid miscommunication, to have accuracy in communication. So no, hardly. The 24-hour clock is in common usage in places where precise communication is not optional. That's the 24-hour clock. So just get over it. That's all I can say. Get over it and get used to it. If you want precise communication, use 24-hour clock. I've wondered, you know, there's this gentleman, I don't have his name in front of me. Maybe my engineer can give it to me real quick. He does these man-on-the-street interviews on YouTube, asking, he'll be on a beach in California on the 4th of July, asking people what holiday they're celebrating and what the significance of it is, and native-born Americans don't have a clue, and then the occasional foreign tourist knows what the 4th of July means and why we're celebrating it, which I find rather ironic. I haven't done this, but I should get a message to this man and see if he would do a similar interview, asking people what time zone they live in. What time zone they live in. And, oh, how about downtown Chicago would be a good place to do that. Or downtown New York City. Or South Los Angeles. What time zone do you live in? That'd be a great question. I'd love to see that those interviews and see the responses that he gets from those interviews. That would be great. Going back to my website, there's an article here. It's near on the top. Here's the title. Why are the big insect eating birds disappearing? ? Maybe we're running low on bugs. There's almost no mainstream attention and almost non-existent alternative media attention to flying insects disappearing. Almost none. I'm starting to see an article pop up occasionally here and there. Not many. Now, there's been articles for more than 10 years about bee colony collapse. That's got people's attention, and it should, because it's so incredibly important on one hand. On the other, this planet we live on, planet Earth, has a extremely complex web of life that is interdependent. Interdependent, where one species, plant or animal, supports other species, and one cannot live without the other. Now, it should be pretty obvious pretty quickly that if a species of bird is dependent on eating insects, if the insects go away, guess what? The birds go away also. Of course they do. Now, that's a very simplistic example, but a true one. And there's literally dozens of other examples of the same thing where one species is dependent on another species. The consequences of a species diminishing or going away sometimes are easily found out, such as bee colony collapse. That's real simple. The farmers' crops won't be pollinated and we don't get any food. That's a real simple equation. But the others are far more complex, way outside my expertise. Now, at my website at thelibertyman.com, we've got not one but two letters sent to me by a female entomologist who lives and works in the United Kingdom. And she makes her living. She's an entomologist. She makes her living studying bugs. And guess what? We're having the same issues over in the UK with flying insects disappearing. The scientists are very concerned, and they should be very concerned. All of us should be very concerned. You can't be concerned about something if you don't know it exists, obviously. What's the old saying? Ignorance is bliss. Very true statement. On one hand. On the other, all of you need to be aware of this. All you need to understand it. Stay on top of it. Now, this past summer of 2018, it seems to me, now, I've been told by insiders that the middle of the country, which is where I am in South Central Missouri, has become a haven for flying insects. Now, for quite a few summers, up until this summer, I would take my big, beautiful black Vulcan Nomad motorcycle for a ride. It has a windshield on it and have almost no bugs during the warm summer months when I would get back from my trip. Typically, no less than 36 miles and frequently 80 to 100 miles on any given day. This summer, it seems like I had an increase in the number of flying insects that were struck by my motorcycle. That was my impression, anyway. It still wasn't a lot, but it seemed to me, this is a non-scientific survey here, you might say, it seems to me like there were more than several previous summers, and I'll take that as a good thing. I have to clean the windshield a little more diligently, but that's okay. That's okay. At my website, when you read, initially there's a letter that I wrote to this woman, this entomologist, relaying how I became aware of the die-off of flying insects. My story, I'm sure, could be repeated. I got notes. I've got emails from people around the country basically reinforcing what I say here about driving at night on the interstate highway, 70 miles an hour, in a hot summer night, stopping for gas at 9 or 10 o'clock at night, and having 8 or 10 dead bugs in my windshield. I saw that and I thought, man, this is really strange. Something is not right here. Something's terribly wrong. It happened to me twice. Labor Day weekend, 2010, and then the summer of 2015, 5 years later. That routinely happens. I routinely, this past summer, would take the automobile for a 200-mile drive, complete that 200-mile drive, get fuel, and clean the three or four bugs off the windshield. Something's definitely, and this is in the middle of the country here in south central Missouri, in the middle of the country where, which is regarded as a haven for flying insects. Well, if that's the haven, I'd hate to see what's going on out there on the Atlantic coast, the Gulf coast, and the Pacific coast. If you got a report you want to give us, we'd be glad to hear it here at 800-313-9443. So if you educate yourself about this, you determine it to your own satisfaction, this is real, pretty easy to do. Just take that car out for a ride at 70 miles an hour on a warm summer day. See if there's any bugs on the windshield. That's pretty easy to verify, isn't it? Now, I've visited South Florida a few times. I never lived there, but I've told that the people who do live there at one time, they would take the kitchen product called Pam, that's Papa Alpha Mike, Pam, and spray the entire front of their motor vehicle when it was clean, so that when they got to the car wash, the bugs would be easily rinsed off. Well, based on my experience in 2005, that's not necessary anymore. Hardly. That's not necessary at all. Here's the bottom line before we move on to this, from this to another topic. Listen carefully. The world we live in, the world we occupy, the world that keeps us alive, cannot and will not move forward and sustain itself without bugs. It can't. It won't. That's how serious this is. And I know from my private contacts that there's discussions at the very highest levels of our government, of our military, people involved with FEMA and so forth about this matter. And they're at their wits' end. They don't know, quite frankly, what's causing it. Is it glyphosate? Possibly. I don't know. We're pretty sure it's not signals from cell phone towers because that's been disproven. Is it the consequences of chemtrails? I don't know. What I do know is it's happening. What I do know that is that if you really want to survive this, you may want to have your own proprietary source of food in the form of a greenhouse, where you may end up with self-pollinating fruits and vegetables, or in a worst-case scenario, pollinating them by hand. That can be done. Here's a break. Call number is 800-313-9443.
Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from...
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on the frosty morning, look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on, it is Tuesday, the 30th day of October. Call number is 800-313-9443. I'm a lifetime member of the Veterans of Foreign Wars. I'm the commander of my local American Legion post. I've belonged to other veterans organizations in the past, the Psychological Operations Association, the Special Forces Association, and so forth. I've noticed in the publications of the VFW and the American Legion that when they have articles about previous wars, going back to the Spanish-American War, that they no longer make the claims that used to be made. Let's take the Spanish-American War, for example. The reason Congress passed an act of war against the Spain in 1898 was Congress believed that Spanish military commandos had blown up and sunk the battleship Maine in Havana Harbor, right off the coast of Cuba there. That's what they were told. That's what they believed. And they passed an act of war against Spain. Well, it was many, many decades later that we found out that, no, it wasn't commandos. It was the battleship blew itself up. That's all that happened. So we went to war with Spain for a fabricated reason. World War One. They dance around this very lightly. The passenger liner that was carrying Americans going from New York to England, the Lusitania. The German government was running advertisements in New York newspapers warning people, do not book passage on this ship. Do not book passage on this ship. It will be carrying weapons of war. It will be a legitimate target of war. Do not book passage. Well, the State Department did not intervene. They kept quiet. They could have stopped Americans from booking passage on this ship. The Lusitania was traveling across the North Atlantic in a convoy to have some measure of safety. As it approached the coast of Ireland, it dropped back away from the convoy, making a tempting and legitimate target for the German submarines to blow it up, which of course they did. They sank it with a torpedo. And because of that, we entered war against Germany in 1917. The publications, the veterans publications dance around that. We had no business in that war either, obviously, clearly. We had no dog in that fight. And in World War II, that's where they really have to dance very carefully, because we still have a few. In fact, the treasurer of my American Legion post is a World War II veteran. There's still a lot of these guys around. Have to dance very carefully around this. That the attack on Pearl Harbor was not a secret attack. The secret would mean the President of the United States didn't know it. That's what that would mean. And the President of the United States did know about the attack before it happened. Once again, do we have a dog in that fight? What vital U.S. American security interests were at risk for that war? There were trade issues at risk. No doubt there were, because of Japan's policy of what they were doing, invading China and other parts of the world. But it wasn't a secret attack. President Roosevelt knew about it in advance. In fact, a friend of mine is friends with one of Franklin Roosevelt's granddaughters. And this young woman says the following. Well, you know, the family's taking a lot of heat now that almost everybody knows that Grandpa knew about Pearl Harbor before it happened. Family's taking a lot of heat. Well, that wasn't their responsibility. There's no sense putting heat on people that weren't even born. But that's what's happening. We got a caller on hold here. We got Glenn in Philadelphia. Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning, John. I heard you talking about the insects. And, you know, the intricacy of the web of life and the interdependence and that sort of thing. And the one word that pops to mind is symbiosis,
right.
Which is defined as an interaction between two different organisms living in close physical association, typically to the advantage of both. And with the insects, we're living in close proximity with them. They're all around us and stuff, and we're almost like...
You want to hold on to the break, Glenn? You want to hold on to the break? Mm-hmm. We have a break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned, everybody.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you. And your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one from Amazon.com. I just wanted you to know I saw my doctor and I laughed because he said, "I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it." I have been taking Extendivite. I had borderline high blood pressure, heart flutter, high cholesterol. I changed my diet and included Extendivite with an amazing turnaround for the better. A few months later, I had a doctor's appointment and took a stress test. I passed. No heart flutter. Blood pressure was perfect. My doctor even took me off my medicine. I thank you truly from the bottom of my heart. This stuff works, and I'm so grateful for Extendivite. Thank you, Justin G. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your
life with Extendovite. There are more here on Tuesday, the 30th day of October. My website is thelibertyman.com. All new, refreshed, attractive, artistic, thelibertyman.com. Lots of things there. Lots of things. Some new articles. We have the latest thing is right at the top of my homepage. Well, not at the very top, but it's the first article there. It says aviation warning. Aviation warning, and there's a map of Asia with a red box. That red box indicates where they believe. This is from a friend of mine in Germany. He's responsible for certifying commercial airliners to be safe to fly. Now, that's a incredibly sensitive, incredibly important position to be in, where literally hundreds of people, thousands, depend on him to be safe. And this is his warning, what he believes is happening as a consequence of these volcanoes in that part of the world. Very important article. Right next to it, we got the former president of the Canadian Association for Dental Research. This is a very bright guy, Dr. Hardy Limebeck. And here's his, it says, "Why I'm now officially opposed to adding fluoride into drinking water." Basically, Dr. Hardy apologizes to his entire country for advocating the addition of sodium fluoride into drinking water. How humiliating. But he did the right thing for the right reasons. Now, this is something you can print out and take to your local authorities. Say, hey, I'm just a carpenter. I'm just a plumber. I'm just an electrician. I'm no scientist, but look at this guy. The former president of the Canadian Dental Association for Dental Research, and what he says about what you're doing to my drinking water. Maybe it'll get somebody's attention. I don't know. If anything would, this would, I would hope. Of course, also on my website are energy cleaners for sale. This is my home business. If you go to my home page and go to shop, you'll find energy cleaners and the mattress pads that go with them. I have no doubt whatsoever that either you listening to me or someone you know and very close to have issues with arthritis pain or joint pain, back pain. Of course you do. You know somebody like that. You probably know somebody who's not getting a great night's sleep, most likely. The energy cleaner will help. If it doesn't, there's a small percentage chance. I usually say 5 or 6%. I think it's more like 3%. There's a small percentage chance it won't work. That's why I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee. So check out the energy cleaner, the mattress pads that go with it, at my website at thelibertyman.com. You can place your order using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. You can send me a check or a money order. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. Plus, I have, to make it as easy as possible, a toll-free order line, 24 hours a day, orders only, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Glenn is held over with his comments about the insects and symbiotic relationships.
Yeah, that's the interdependence you were speaking of. Yeah, and it's so interesting. We hear humans, you know, talk about how, oh, well, humanity, you know, we're all interdependent, everything's connected. And I'll sometimes emphasize this in terms of humanity. But, you know, and sometimes, like, the more visible parts of the animal kingdom, you know, and we point out special relationships like dogs as man's best friend and stuff. But we don't think much about insects. And we think of ourselves as being so significant. You know, but actually in terms of, I'm wondering if somebody's onto something here in terms of if they're off to kill off life forms. I mean, as I mentioned one time recently, insects outweigh humans by, you know, a factor of, let's say, 4 or 5 or something. I think it's more than that. Right. But, right. You know, with right. The actual physical mass of insects on the earth is far greater than the physical mass of humans.
Right.
And we don't think of that much about them. But I also wanted to so we're unaware of that. And blissful ignorance, like you said, is another, you know, is certainly a big problem. You know, we don't know about the insects. But I wanted to contrast another type of bugs that we're unaware of, and that is the bugs of all these, you know, these emerging and reoccurring diseases that are being brought into the U.S. We're not aware of microbial bugs either, and we've got everything from polio and leprosy, you know, to leprosy and dengue and chagas coming across the border now, and the bleeding heart lefties, you know, are like, oh, it's so horrible. You know, it's absolutely utterly unconscionable for Maxine Waters to say it's horrible to have a border. It's inhumane and wrong. It's like, excuse me, the borders, you know, serve a very important purpose. And,
let me help you out here, Glenn. Let me help you out. What we used to do for decades at Ellis Island was the right thing to do. Most of those immigrants were coming from Europe. They came from other places, of course. But they got to Ellis Island. And Ellis Island is, in fact, an island. It's not a part of the mainland. And these immigrants would be processed there. And what part of the process was to make sure, and they were held at that island and not allowed to leave until the health officials were absolutely certain that this person had no communicable diseases. And that was smart. That was the right thing to do for the right reasons, was to now what we do now is immigrants flying into the United States or however they get here, they bring with them medical certification from a medical professional in their home country certifying that this person has no communicable disease. I don't know how effective that is. I do know that what's happening on the southern border bypasses all norms of making sure that people with drug-resistant tuberculosis don't get in the country, with bizarre, dangerous, deadly tropical disease don't get in our country. Diseases that medical professionals like yourself may have read a paragraph in their studies, but really don't know what it is or how to recognize it. And it's a very dangerous situation, Glenn, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I was hearing, I heard on another program, this female firebrand epidemiologist, and I didn't get her name, I'm trying to look it up. She did this like amazing presentation to the cheers of her audience, talking about the dangers of all these diseases that are being allowed to come across the border. And we're seeing this, and like they're trying to cover this stuff up. They quash it in the media. They have a strain of polio that they're saying is, you know, polio-like flaccid myelitis. It's like a strain of polio is what it is.
They can't call it polio, even though that's what it is. They can't do that because it would cause into question the polio vaccine, which of course doesn't work.
Exactly, it's actually an epidemiologist talking about that. There's some minor genetic variation that technically makes it another strain, so they can get away with that, just like with the flu viruses and stuff like that. You know.
Right.
But anyway, yeah, the things like dengue, Chagas, West Nile, all that sort of thing, leprosy and stuff like that is coming across the border, you know, with this stuff. So,
well, I know, Glenn, when I lined up, I was 19 years old, getting ready to go to, I had my orders to go to Vietnam, and I lined all us guys going to Vietnam up to get our overseas shot series is what they called it. And I, on one hand, I didn't like it, but on the other, I felt so good. I thought, man, this is great. I can't get plague.
Mm-hmm.
In my ignorance, I thought, boy, this is wonderful. I can't get sick because I got all these great vaccines in me now. And a lot of the guys, I would say maybe, 7 or 8% of the men that were vaccinated, they got very, very sick for about a week afterwards.
Right. Exactly. And just imagine. And if that's happening to big, strong, healthy adult males, imagine what these series of these stacked vaccines, these vaccine stacks that they give to newborn infants, do to them, their poor, vulnerable little bodies, you know?
Right. Absolutely. I agree.
What amazes me is I have a nurse friend who's a master's degree lactation specialist, and you know she was talking about when a baby is born, how the mother's breast milk produces colostrum, but it's only for 3 days. I thought it was for like 8 days or something like that. But that colostrum that the baby receives at the mother's breast in the first 3 days of life is what jump starts the baby's immune system. Prior to that, the baby has no functioning immune system, and these days they've already jabbed them with vaccinations. Well, how can the vaccinations work if the baby's immune system hasn't even been naturally jump-started yet?
I agree, absolutely. I got to see a document, it's been about 2 years ago, of the vaccination record from a local infant, and it was scary. The number of vaccinations are giving these infants, I mean, absolutely scary on one hand. Now, on the other, people our age, Glenn, the baby boomers, there is literally several million of us that were given a polio vaccine that was tainted with cancer virus. And I think that, there's no thinking about it. There's no doubt whatsoever in my mind that there's a large number of cancers in the baby boomers as a consequence of tainted polio vaccine tainted with cancer virus.
Right, because they cultured it on monkey kidneys or something. It's Mary's Monkey or something like that is a book about that very thing. Something Mary's Monkey, I believe it is.
Right. Yeah, and it's criminal. It's absolutely criminal.
So we are blissfully... seamen is that we're blissfully ignorant of bugs, both insects and microbes, and don't see what they're doing. We're also ignorant of like the diversity of the life forms in along the ocean in the tidal pools and stuff like that. And I've followed a guy who's been surveying the tidal pools along the west coast of Canada and stuff for a number of years, and saying that where there should be like 1,500 species of living organisms in these tidal pools, they're finding two or three or four. You know, and
that means those tidal pools are dead, is what that means.
Oh yeah, and this is all, you know, like the Pacific coast is, you know, the northern Pacific coast is just a mess, and you know, we're seeing that too.
Well, I'm no scientist, and you have medical training, but you're not. You don't make your.
I'm not a scientist. No, absolutely.
Well,
not.
I'm not, but you know, that's the one thing that's changing these oceans is the salinity of the oceans, and there's a very careful balance of what works and what doesn't work as far as life living in these oceans and salinity. And I do know for a fact that the salt content, the salinity of these oceans, has decreased dramatically due to the introduction. This is part of my presentation in Dallas, by the way, due to the introduction of fresh water from melting ice in the Antarctic. So that you know, in my non-scientific opinion, that may be part of the reason for this die-off. What do you think, Glenn?
Well, you know, a number of variables, right? Everything from, you know,
temperature,
salinity,
salt content. All kinds of things.
Salinity, UV rate, and Fukushima radiation. I mean, I can't sign on to it, but I'm aware of, you know, one group of people that feel that Fukushima radiation.
You're right. All these ocean currents are connected. And I don't know if Fukushima radiation has made it to the North Atlantic or not. Yeah, it may have, it may not. I don't know. I'm sure there's people who could measure that. But, we can't leave out radiation out of the equation, can we?
Just think of the complexity also of the ocean food chain from plankton right on up to baleen whales, you know?
Exactly.
So the food chains are disrupted. And what we don't see, like, we go in the food store and, you know, everything's full right now. We don't foresee, you know, Americans care about their lifestyles. Their lifestyle. As long as their lifestyle is interrupted, a lot of them don't care about politics. They don't care about economics. They don't care about anything as long as they think that their tomorrow is going to be similar to their today.
You know? That's right. Well,
very short-sighted.
We're seeing dramatic changes in lifestyle with people being record low unemployment in all ethnic and groups and racial groups, which is a good thing. Donald Trump is disrupting the plans of the globalists, isn't he?
Well, I certainly hope he does. I just last week flew down to San Antonio to visit my parents, and San Antonio is a very nice city. It's a very, very livable city. A lot of military retire there. I'm familiar also with Austin. Austin used to be great. It is now becoming L.A. East. or San Francisco East.
That's right.
And they're destroying the culture of Austin. San Antonio is still a nice blend. Racial blending is not a problem in San Antonio. It's very economically healthy. But with these people coming across the border, you know, if they can make it to, they can make it to McAllen, if they can make it to Laredo, start making their way up towards you, or over towards Houston, or up towards San Antonio or Dallas, then that could be a game changer for the economies and cultures and health and civil peace and rest of these Texas cities.
All right, you know, it reminds me of I wear Wrangler jeans that have cowboy starch, which is what they use in Texas, and. I was at an event Saturday, and there was a woman from Texas there. She instantly recognized the cowboy starch in my jeans. But that's, you know, that's part of the culture down there is cowboy starch, cowboy boots, Chevy Suburbans, and Dr. Pepper.
Well,
and we'll talk to a Texan here in a moment, Glenn. Anything else?
No, I was just going to say the culture down there has changed quite a lot since the early 90s. But it's like in San Antonio, it's still very livable. But I'll tell you, when you walk around the stores and everything, it used to be much more common to see guys with cowboy hats and big belt buckles and stuff like that. But that's waning a bit these days.
Well,
but
my belt buckle is the size of a saucer that you put your coffee cup on.
There you go.
Okay, Glenn, anyway, thank you for the call.
Thank you.
We got a real Texan on the line here. So, Jerry, do you have cowboy starch in your jeans, sir?
Okay. We shut in a little bit. Do I have what?
Cowboy starch in your jeans.
No, I don't like starch.
Oh, okay. Hold on through the break, Jerry. Hold on through the break. We'll be right back.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
A little song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 30th of October. Well, Jerry, what's on your mind this morning, sir?
Well, Back to where it starts pants. I'll clarify that. When you get out of work, it starts sweating. It scratches parts I'd rather not have scratched. I don't wear a big buckle hat. A big buckle will get you hurt. Are you familiar with a Ranger belt?
Oh yeah, I've got a Ranger belt. Yep.
Yeah. That's the belt you wear when you're out and about. Ranger belt
was developed for the Texas Rangers, and it's a thick leather belt, and it supports a pistol and extra ammunition very well.
Well, yeah, but the buckle is different.
You have a
narrow piece of leather sewn on either side, and the buckle is smaller than the over width of your belt.
That's right.
And that way, that buckle don't carry into your gut as you go down riding a horse, or nowadays four wheelers and tractors. But I've worn Ranger belts for nearly all my adult life when I could get a good one.
Right. Well, getting a good one's important. That way you get better quality leather, thicker leather, and good quality.
Make sure it's bridle leather that they make horse bridles out of. It's a thicker and better quality of leather. I learned the hard way. But you're talking about quarantines and you and Glenn and various things with immigrations. I don't know if they still do it at a large degree, but I know used to when they bring in livestock from another country, particularly a new breed. The boar goat is a good example. It first came from New Zealand and Australia, but they could not bring it into the United States. They could take it to Canada, but it had to remain in Canada for goodness, I'm going to say 1 to 2 years.
Really?
They could bring their offspring into to United States, but they were quarantined in the same way. Of course, the poor goat actually originated in South Africa, and there was even a harsher, I guess, stricter quarantine on the South African goat than it was on the New Zealand and Australian goat, poor goat. And of course, they're bred up for meat. And of course we raise goats. We have milk goats and we have meat goats. And every year when our nannies, milk nannies, come in fresh and they have their babies and whatever, we save back a good portion of the first milk of the colostrums. We'll freeze it because invariably we'll have an orphan calf for our kid goat. Or we'll have a nanny that'll have 3 and 4 babies sometimes, and they can't handle them all.
That's smart. Jerry, thank you. We appreciate the call. We're out of time this hour. We're at the top of the hour break. We'll be back with Leon Green. Stay tuned.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. are listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.